Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Okay, we are now live and on air, everyone. Welcome back to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Jay Tree, and Reverend Adam. This is Reverend Adam. How are you guys doing today? Hope you all are doing quite well. We're going to take callers as usual on today's show. Today we are back live and on air. This is not a pre-recorded one. So everybody that wants to call in, go ahead and call in to today's show. We're going to take callers momentarily. Let's go ahead and bring in Jay Tree. Hello, Jay Tree. How you doing today?
Hey, everybody. It's good to be back. I was out last weekend. Reverend Adam and I took a trip over to Nashville to go ahead and to heal some people and to do some home cleansings and some other things, so we weren't on the air. But it's good to be back this week. I look forward to speaking with somebody, maybe many people this week. But thanks for introducing me, Reverend Adam. It's good to be back.
Wonderful to have you here. All right. Let's go ahead and get into our callers. But briefly before the callers, please don't forget to visit our websites at Wiccan Tree of Life. That's W-I-C-C-A-N, treeoflife.com. And then also, for all of your private reading needs, you can go to merlinsstaff.com. That's merlinsstaff with two S's, .com. And you can get private sessions booked online now through the website, as well as spiritual products for all of your spiritual needs. Let's go ahead and take callers. As we bring each one of you on air, we're going to ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and then we're going to ask you to go right into your question. Our first caller today is going to be area code 347. First three digits are 463. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York, Long Island, New York, and I wanted to ask a question about love life. I wanted to know if you guys see me and an individual with his first name starting with an F with a future.
Okay, wonderful. As I'm going to tune in right now, Jay Tree is welcome to jump in if he has anything.
One of the things that I'd like to give you as insight is that if you want love to come into your life, one of the best things you can do for yourself is to light a red candle, and with the intention that you want to have love come into your life. And be specific when you light that red candle and let it burn. And as it's burning, and picture yourself being in love with this one person that you're very attracted to.
Yes, very good advice, Jay Tree. Thank you. I do see a positive outcome here. I'm sensing a little bit of abruptness with the communication right now, but I also feel that that's going to smooth over quite quickly. So we are going to say to you that to go ahead and remain positive, have a clear channel of communication from your end. The rest of it should begin to take place on the other end as well naturally, but don't forget to lead by example and lead from a place of clear understanding of what you want and communication of what you want. Yes, this can be a very good path ahead for you and this individual, so just remain positive and know that this year is a year of transformation. This year is a year of success for you and many others. So also keep that in mind. Sometimes we lose sight of ourselves and we lose sight of how a real situation is going because we begin to think more and more about the details of that situation and we try and guesstimate how they're doing or what's going on and we get lost in that and we begin to overexert energy that is not needed in the situation.
Yeah, his name is Frank, and I haven't heard from him for a while. It makes me think he's not interested, or like he only wants one thing, and if I don't want to give it to him, then he's just going to not try with me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand, sweetheart. One moment, please. All right, well, thank you. I see nothing but good coming from this, so just stay positive and do as you can, okay? Focus on the now and focus on what you are doing in any given moment, okay? Live in that present now energy, and the rest of it, the law of attraction, will begin to align for you. Thank you for calling in to today's show, and you have a
great
day.
Thank you so much. I'll keep listening.
Okay. Okay, next caller today is going to be 111111. Hello, caller, you're next and live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, this is Terry. How are you, Reverend Adams?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fine. So just wanted to see, I'm going to start looking for a new job next month. I go back to computer school, which finishes in June. Do you see me getting something before June, or?
Actually, it comes right at June for you. So it might be slightly before, but I am getting right at June. Okay, and it's ironic because it's like a transitional energy going on around you. Maybe burning a little bit of white copal will help balance out the effects of the retrograde. The Mercury retrograde we're in tends to fuck with electronics. It tends to screw around with a lot of different subjects because it's really trying to teach us to slow down and evaluate what we're really going through beyond our current way of thinking. So I do see something for you. It's just going to be right in that precipice of change.
All right. And you said try burning some white copal?
Yes, that's correct. Try burning some white copal incense. It's known as a resin incense. You can look it up on Google. YouTube has a few instructions. It will help to balance out the effects of retrograde. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right, our next caller today is going to be area code 512. First three digits are 831. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and your one question for this evening. Hello, caller by area code 512. First three digits are 831. You are live and on air. All right, you're breaking up on us really badly. If we can come back to you, we will do so. Thank you. Okay. Our next caller today is going to be area code 703. First three digits are 201. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your one question.
Hi, my name is Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia. My question is, I recently met a guy named Rodney. I just want to know if you think the energy is good, what, you know, maybe something from come from the relationship.
You know, Rodney was divinely brought into your life and vibrates at a very similar frequency of energy that you are currently on. And there is something to learn from this connection. There is something to be had from this connection, something of a beautiful, beautiful nature that will help the two of you grow. Okay, this is a situation that was brought about for a very good reason and has room and potential to grow and to succeed. Okay, so I want you to remain positive and I want you to learn a little bit more about self-mastery because this is teaching you something about your own self-mastery and this is teaching them something about their own self-mastery as well. I also feel this individual came from a place of pain and emotional torment in the past, and you're also helping each other to grow because you vibrate at a very similar frequency as well. I feel that you're both very good people, but you both have been taken advantage of in the past.
Makes sense.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a beautiful evening.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller today is going to be area code 610. First three digits are going to be 390. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your one question for today.
Yeah, my name is Sonia, and I wanted to ask a question about career. I was recently sort of like, I don't know if it's, well, I was given more responsibility, and it looks like I'm going to have a new boss, and someone will be added to the team. But when I asked about would I be getting more money, I was told that not immediately, I'm going to have to wait a year, that I'm already making above the pay grade. And anyways, I took it upon myself to talk to the HR manager and decided we'll look into it. So I don't know what you see happening there.
You know, the first thing that I'm getting here is that they're not going to want to budge from what they have told you, okay? I know you're looking for a positive answer on this, but I'm here to give you the right answer, whether it be good or bad, okay? I'm feeling like the job would be secure enough, but it's not going to provide you anything outside of what they've already told you. HR is going to try and help you, but they're not going to be entirely successful because HR does not run the company.
Okay.
So I wish you the best of luck on this. Hopefully I'm wrong and it does change and you're able to get a better benefit from it. But right now, remember this is also a lesson to not settle for less than what you really want or deserve.
Okay,
no,
so you think I might have to wait the year, right?
I'm sorry, we only do one question per caller on the show.
Tell you, Sonia, is that you know your value and stick to your guns with that. That's one of the things that a lot of us forget to do, is that I applaud you because you went for not only the promotion but also for more money. And
exactly.
It's one of those things that is going to play out. It's just going to take a little bit of time, and it may take less than a year, but if they gave you that time frame, you already took a step ahead. You went to HR to see what you could do about bettering yourself and making more money. And I applaud you for that, too, because a lot of people would take it for face value and say, oh, okay, I'm not going to push this any further. Just stick to your guns, kid. You're on the right path. You're doing the right thing. It just,
precisely.
Sometimes it's, the universe makes us have patience for a reason. And I think that's what this message is for you, is that the universe is telling you to have a little bit of patience, but to also be persistent.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we wish you the best.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Our next call today is going to be area code 216. First three digits are going to be 650. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Sharon from Ohio, and thank you, Reverend Ann, for taking my call. This Thursday coming up, I have an interview, and it's with two men. It's a really good job. I want to feel the main man is Howard. How do you feel with this? Do you think I have a good chance of getting it?
No. Let's see here. One moment. Oh, yep. I'm getting the sun card in my eye. In my third eye, that's coming out really good right now. New beginnings, new prosperity, new abundance, new life. And it's ironic because this time of year is all about new life coming up, new beginnings. And the spring is coming out and the life is coming back into the earth. You know, this is a wonderful card to have. This is a beautiful card to have. It's all about the inner child work as well, and working on that inner confidence, working on that inner being, remembering not other people's opinions that shape your value, but the opinion you hold of yourself. So in this case, go in with confidence, go in with that abundant confidence, but I mean confidence, not ego, okay? And know that this is going to work out for you.
You know, I'll tell you one thing, Adam, about it was about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. That was the last time I called in. And I asked you the same question, but I asked, when do you feel I would get an offer or get a job? You said February 18th or 19th. And you know I had my first interview with him on the 19th on the phone? Just thought I'd let you know. You know, I didn't get it, but that was the start of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes, it's a snowball effect. I understand. Wonderful. Well, thank you for that feedback.
Know.
Okay?
Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, we wish all of our callers and all of our clients to really reach their full potential and success. And, you know, Jay, it's like we see so many of them doing that when they follow their homework and they follow what they're supposed to do and they meet the universe halfway with everything.
Well, that's one of the things that we have to remember to take into consideration, too, is that we get divine messages. We get a path that is driven for us, that is written in us, that we have no idea what we're supposed to do with our lives. But there's so many things that will show up, and it'll have meaning. And people take so much for granted when the signs are all there. You know in your gut. You feel it in your soul. You know what you're doing with your life, or you think you do. And just because things don't work out, well, that's a perfect opportunity to say, oh, plot twist, and move on in a different direction. It's not, I mean, there's lots of disappointments that are in the world, but you know something I'm a firm believer too, Reverend Adam, is that the universe will put things in our lap sometimes, and sometimes we have to work for them, we have to have patience, we have to have persistence. And we don't know what the next day is going to bring, and it's so nice to just say, okay, well, guess what, this didn't work out. That means there's something bigger and better down the road for
us. All right, well, we're going to bring on our next caller now momentarily. Please don't forget to visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. That's WiccanTreeOfLife.com. And then for all of your private reading needs, you can go to MerlinStaff.com. That's MerlinStaff.com with two S's. And you can book online for your appointments now. Our next caller today is area code 805. First three digits are going to be 617. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Okay. Hello, caller by area code 805. First three digits are 617. You are now live and on air. Okay. All right, our next caller is going to be area code 303. First three digits are going to be 833. Hello, caller, you are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question for today.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Michelle. I'm calling from Colorado. And my question involves a gentleman named John, who I call JD. I just want to know what you see around us in terms of relationship.
Okay. You know, that's been the theme of today. Relationship has come up more often than money or success or business. So let's see here. One moment. Yeah, I'm getting told to ask you what the main struggle in this is right now. What do you view as the main struggle?
Because of his circumstances, we don't see each other enough. That's probably the main struggle.
Okay.
Hopefully in April we will, but I don't know.
Yep. And you do talk to each other?
Yes.
Okay. And the communication's a clear channel?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Let me see here. Yeah, you will be seeing each other, and there's a great change about to happen where you will be able to see each other more. This is a positive change, although it will be a challenging change. It is a positive change for the better, and everybody in this will be better because of it. Okay? So know that there is a positive change coming. There is a positive energy about to flow into this. You'll begin to see each other more. Things will begin to happen more. But in the meantime, remain positive. Remain in your empathic ability and trust in that. I think sometimes we get too far lost in our own headspace. We forget to breathe and allow ourselves to live in that moment.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. I don't know what the challenge is, but I'll try to just stay positive about it. I do have empathic abilities with him especially. So.
I know. Well, twin flame dynamics can always very much be like that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. You have a great night.
Thank you. You as well. Have a good one.
You too. All right, and our last caller today is going to be area code 267. First three digits are going to be 312. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Donna. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I have been separated for about 3 years now from my husband, and
yes,
just for the heck of it, like, I've been working on myself. I'm fine, you know, to get into another relationship or whatever, but I figured I would text him. We don't have open communication. I said, you know, I wanted to see, because we have grandkids, we have kids, if can we get together and talk, you know, just to talk. And he said, no need to. Why? What's up? I said, to see about maybe if we could try to make, you know, our marriage work. Because in my head, if not, I want to get a divorce. Because, I don't want to be married and saying to people, well, I'm married, but I'm separated. But anyway, he started about, are you kidding me? I've been out of that house almost 4 years, and I mean, he does have a girlfriend that he's not in love with, or I don't even think she's, I don't know what the issue is there, but that was from, she was more like a comfort thing when we split up. But do you see what's going on with him now that I mentioned that?
I understand, and honestly, the more information you gave me, I'm going to be very frank with you, okay? When you're calling a psychic, whether you've called them in the past and know they're real or not, try not to give too much information, okay? Otherwise, you don't know whether the psychic is genuinely picking up on what they need to for you or not. I understand you wanted to relay the information to me to help me get a clear channel for you, but that's my job, okay? I'm not mad at you. You haven't offended me. I'm just giving you a little lesson, okay? Now,
at the end of the day,
I'm going to be very honest with you, and it may not be what you want to hear, but this marriage needs to end. They are not going to improve. They are not going to change. They've had plenty of wake-up calls by the universe. They have refused these wake-up calls. You have tried to give them time. You have tried to help them feel safe. You have tried to help them feel like they had their own space. Honestly, at the end of the day, your happiness is not determined by what they do and do not do. It is determined by what you do and do not do. And at the end of the day, you must let this go, because you have a beautiful blessing for your love life out there, and it can't come through because there's still attachments with this one.
If I can add something one of the things I have found in my own personal life is that, as well as others that I've counseled, is that there's a blockage that's in the way, and you have to remove that blockage in order to get to the good stuff. And I mean that as lovingly as I possibly can.
We both
but
do.
There's something that's there that's blocking you from getting what you need. And it could be that you do need to end the relationship and sever it and move on. And that could be what you need to do in order. I can't see for you. However, that's what it sounds like to me.
Right. And it's not that we don't care about the other party involved, sweetheart. It's because that other party involved will never learn their real lesson while there's other things in place that remind them of what they're comfortable with, and they don't go beyond into the unknown.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's nothing that I'm doing wrong. I'm just trying. It's not. See, I haven't. I've left them alone, and I'm happy.
Yeah.
Really, I'm happy with or without. But so I thought, you know, let me give it a try. And but I know it's. But he's making it impossible, like with the house, and so it's best to, you know, to just let it go and move on. I mean, I really do want to move on and find love. I really do.
Yeah, so what you do is you give him ultimatums, okay? You have to take the lead and you have to give ultimatums if you really want to move on. Honestly, it's not that you're doing anything wrong, honey. You've done everything right. It's that this individual is set on a vibrational frequency where they don't want to change. They don't want to evolve. And it's not really about changing. It's just about evolving. But you're ready to raise your vibration. You're ready to evolve. And they're not. And they don't want to. But you do. You're just going in two different directions. And it doesn't mean that there wasn't any caring or love there on either end. It just means that that love has changed. Energy can change, it can be transformed, but it can never be destroyed.
Right, because my last words to him were, and I'm sorry I even did that. I feel foolish because I did that, but I just thought, let me give it a try because I don't know. But him talking like that made me realize why we're separated. So...
You understand?
It's separated for a reason to begin with.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound harsh, but you separated for a reason to begin with. And if it's
yes.
something you did it for a reason. And don't
yes.
backpedal. Don't backpedal.
Yeah. Because you're evolving. You're coming to the next layer of conscious awareness. And as you're doing that and you're mastering your own self and you're mastering your ability to lovingly and unconditionally help those around you, you can't have those around you that don't want help.
Right. Like, I feel like I've grown just by him saying that, because I haven't really talked to him in a while or text him or anything. I'm realizing now that I have grown over these 4 years, and I think I've outgrown him. I really did. I'm not being petty, but I have.
I know. And there's nothing petty about that, honey. It's nature. It's the way the system works sometimes. Okay. Well, we're going to wish you well upon that journey going forward, and know that no situation is too difficult to resolve. You just have to find the way to do it, okay? And sometimes we know the way to do it, but we're so afraid because it might be abrupt, it might be abrasive, it might be harsh, it might be mean. But sometimes for our own well-being, we have to do that. And I'm not saying go and hurt somebody. Don't do anything illegal, obviously. Don't even hurt yourself.
Oh, no.
But,
no.
You know, at the end of the day, do what you can that is within legal and morality means. And, you know, do what you need to do. Because if we can't help ourselves, who can we help?
Right. But you do see something out there for me in the future, something... My level.
You know, well, it's one question per caller, but I did give you that answer earlier, and that is okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your advice. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
All right, and that was the last caller in the queue for tonight. We don't have any other callers. We're going to wish you all a love light, namaste, and good night. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all Namaste love and healing.
That's terrible. I have no idea.